welcome back to another podcast episode of Witch's Cove. It's been a long, long while since I've been able to tune in, just because we had our house up for sale, and then we had to go through the process of selling, and then, oh my god, 6 months of trying to find a new house, and anyhow, finally found it, settled in, and I want to get back in the game now. So I have had a few people message me in regards to sex magic, and I wanted to talk about that today on my Instagram page, but then I thought, maybe I will make this my newest podcast session instead. So here I am. So let's jump right on into it. Sex magic, for anybody that has no idea what it is. Basically, it's one of the most powerful forms of magic that you can manifest or play with, interact with, stuff like that. So it's like basically embracing the power of the orgasm and the power of life energy, which is literally the strongest energy that we can invoke. So it's pretty powerful. For anybody who hasn't kind of dabbled into this before, you actually probably have, you just aren't aware of it. But now this is, seems to be a lot of chit chat and talk about this in the kind of witch world right now. So I wanted to bring that to light. Okay. So anyway, just to make it a little bit easier so people understand it. We are all creators. Each of us create life. That's, in my opinion, pretty freaking magical. We create children. I mean, like, that's crazy. Like, we literally create life. They grow inside us, and, boom, you know, you're in the hospital, there's four of you in the room, next thing you know, there's five. And people don't believe in magic. Anyway, so, magic is the art of transformation. When you learn to combine the powers of sexual energy with the powers of transformation, then you can pretty much, achieve anything. It's pretty crazy. So, moving on, how do we practice sex magic? So now that you know that sex magic comes from the, you know, pretty much the orgasm, when you climax, that's releasing the energy into the universe, and you know, we'll kind of dive into that in a second. So when it comes to practicing, now you can practice this solo, with a partner, with multiple partners, there's no real limit. However, I would advise to be very cautious with who you are exchanging your sexual energy with, and I will go into that in the end of the segment. But I would definitely recommend a few tips before you do start into this. If you are not familiar with this, and this is new to you, and you haven't done this, and this is the first time you're hearing about it, I would definitely recommend some tips. Number one being, make sure you are hydrated. Very properly hydrated. Second would be, and this is actually tying closely to my first recommendation, is make sure you are in a good headspace. If you are currently going through something traumatic, if you are currently, you know, suffering with really bad anxiety and depression, if you, you know, are upset for any reason, or medically not doing well for some reason. I know the world's in shambles right now with everything kind of going on and fear and whatnot. I probably wouldn't recommend starting this right now if you've never done this before, and just to make sure you kind of are in a bit of a good headspace first before you start. And to help you get into that space, I would highly recommend meditation. I think I'm going to do a whole segment on meditation, because from the time I first started doing podcasts to now, I have learned so much more in regards to meditation and chakras and balancing, and how they're all connected. And I think I'm going to probably do my next segment on that, because it's so important. and I think everybody should be made aware of it. Anyhow, so if you could practice doing meditation, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, and giving gratitude every day in the morning or at night before you go to sleep, I'm telling you, it will help. It will help. It helped me tremendously. Like, I suffered from depression and anxiety for, oh my God, probably 20 years from a traumatic experience as a child. And I went to a million psychologists, and okay, maybe not a million, like six, I think. And I'm opening up here. anyhow, they were great. They definitely helped for sure. I would never advise against it, but I found another thing that helped me huge was meditation and learning to about self-love and how to love myself. And that kind of comes into a bit of sex magic as well, and we'll dive into that. But I did find that meditation and giving gratitude blessings every day helped massive. And I have had a lot of people say to me that they find it really hard to meditate, and that's normal. I had a lot of issues meditating in the beginning as well. I had so much trouble, and it took probably a few months before I felt like I was actually getting anywhere, but I'm so glad I put in the time. You know, like, even if you don't have the time during the day, it's busy, I know it's hectic. You know, when you have your shower or your bath, that's a great time to throw a meditation. So anyway, you can also, you know, try putting in the meditation before you dive into the sex magic. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And then once you feel that you are ready and that you are in the right headspace, I would definitely recommend cleansing. And I mean that in a physical cleansing sense as well as spiritual. So have a shower, have a bath before you're about to try out your sexual magic. And then maybe sage yourself or sage the room, or, you know, light a Nag Champa or some kind of incense in your room. Actually, maybe a nice rose incense would be good too. Anyway, so once you have those kind of all set, and you're literally almost ready to, you know, get down and dirty, I would recommend doing a little bit of breathing exercises. Even if you just took, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 really deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose, hold for 6 seconds, out through your mouth. Try and practice that for a little bit before you begin. And I find that that helps. It gets you just, it calms you down, gets your body calmed down, for you to prepare. Now, once you're used to this, it's not going to seem like it's so much work. Once you're actually already there, this is not going to seem like it. I know right now I'm like, oh, I'm listing off all these things and you should do this. And it's like, damn, it's going to take me an hour before I can, you know, lay down and masturbate. Well, I mean, if you want this to actually happen and you want to be able to manifest, you need to be, your body and your mind need to be physically in the right state. So anyway, so once you get to that point and you are literally, you know, laying down in bed, whatever, with your partner or solo, it makes no difference if it's just one or four of you in the bed. So you are going to, but this is really important. So if you're with somebody else, if you're with your partner and you are doing this together, it's very, very important before anything starts that you have a long conversation about what exactly it is you're trying to manifest, as you have to do this together. So you're doing this as a pair. So it's double the energy, you know, and it's stronger because there's two of you. So just make sure that you have the same intention, because if you have separate intentions, then it's, because you are connecting as one, it's not going to work. So if you're doing this solo on your own, then you have your focus. If you're doing this with another person, then I would highly recommend having a conversation about what you're trying to manifest. Maybe talk about your visual so you can both visualize the same thing, and then kind of go from there. Okay. And then after that, then you guys can just kind of do your thing. I would highly recommend that you don't just go right to it. I mean, I feel like the foreplay is super important here because that intensifies the magic. So the more foreplay, the more heightened it is, the more stronger the energy is between you or yourself before you are ready to climax. And then once you are... Actually, I missed one important thing. Sorry. So before you begin, visualize what it is. Make yourself or together. Make sure you visualize in your mind what it is that you're wanting to manifest. And then, you know, think about it for a couple seconds where you have it visually in your mind. Let it go. And then you would go into, you know, your regular kind of whatever you want to do. Have a little bit of fun, and that's when you get into the foreplay and stuff like that. And so once you have done that and you have increased your energy and you have heightened your magic and things are really, you know, you're just about to go and you've almost reached your climax, literally as you are about to climax, you need to bring that vision right back to your head. So you have to be able to multitask here. You have to be able to still have that amazing orgasm. You have to send that energy out, but as you are picturing what it is you want to manifest in your mind. And there you go. That's it. And once that's done and you finished, just relax, chill out, hang out together, embrace each other, drink lots of water, dehydrate again, and then just kind of let it go. I find after I do any kind of manifestation spells and stuff, I'm letting it go. Once I've done it, I'm trusting that the universe is going to bring it to me. And there you go. So that's pretty much it. I will say this though, sometimes if you are new to this, like anything, it takes practice. It does take practice to be able to you know, focus on the orgasm and focus on what you want to manifest. Like, it, you know, you're doing two things at once. So that does take a little bit of work. So it may not always work for you the first time, even the 10th time, but it has definitely worked for me. And I think personally that it is the strongest form of magic, especially when it comes to manifestation. And I've said this before multiple times that, dealing with like, okay, sex magic, any kind of spell work, rituals, like the stuff like that, where you're trying to bring something in, I mean, you can add tools, you can add different elements and stuff like that to heighten things, to heighten spells and stuff like that. But the number one main source is you. The power always comes from you. You're the creator. You are the one that is full of magic. It's coming 100% from you. And it's very, like, it's the same thing with the sex magic. Like, it's all of that is coming from you. So you just have to kind of trust in that. And then once you put that out there to the universe, then it will come back. So it's very similar to like any kind of spells, I guess. Except for, like I said, I personally think this one's stronger. So yeah, I'm just trying to think here. What else do I have? Oh yeah, so the last thing I wanted to mention is just be safe, okay? Be cautious with who you share your sacred body energy with, and especially those who are highly empathic. I myself am. And I would not want to, you know, like pick up on somebody who's just not in that. And you will, like, even anybody that's empathic knows this. You walk into a room and there is any kind of negative or stagnant energy there, you pick up on it. So if you're sharing energy, like intercourse, and, you know, sharing, like interlocking and becoming one with somebody who has this, then that is definitely going to affect you. So just be aware of that before you know, dive into any of this stuff, because it is an intense energy exchange, and it should, in my opinion, be between people that you trust. That's just my two cents on it all. Take note of how you feel maybe after you have a sexual partner, and trust your gut. And it usually always, you know, leads me in the right place. So, I don't know, I would trust it. So there you go. I think I've covered it all. I'm hoping I have. Feel free to hit me up if you have any questions. And you can also follow me on my Instagram page, Witches Cove. I will be doing a post in regards to this as well today, so feel free to check it out. All right, guys, have fun, stay safe, peace.